Welcome. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to yet another exciting episode of the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Or should I say, welcome, ladies, gentlemen, fellow slaves of the global plantation. The Vinnie Eastwood Show is bad news. It's like the news, but worse. It's the lighter side of genocide. Just because we're being exterminated doesn't mean we can't enjoy it. Otherwise, what's the point of being killed? The Vinnie Eastwood Show. We're the only thing worse than living in a high-tech global police state run by child trafficking Satanists. It's Vinnie's jokes. And my very special guest we're having on today is Robert Deutsch. Say hello, Robert.
Hello, Vinnie. It's a pointer. It sounds formal.
And also we've got a number of little bit of housekeeping to do here before we come to our guest. And on the VinnieEastwoodShow.com under the /latest thing, you can see all the latest shows that have been archived by our lovely archivist Julia. And there's also the MP3 downloads that you can get as well, put up there by the KiwiRadio.nz man Ralphie. And at the moment we're in the studio recording music with Vinnie and the Vendetta, so we're really looking forward to having people come and support us on Patreon so that we can pay those studio fees. And as well as, of course, this is a listener-supported show, so please think about donating regularly, weekly, monthly, or whatever it is you can give, big or little, it matters not. I'm currently facing up to 6 months in prison for standing up for New Zealanders' rights against lockdown, so a lot of help is needed, ladies and gentlemen. And I would like to also thank our sponsors like HoldenHealthcare.com, emphasis on the care. David Holden's a naturopathic healthcare specialist specializing specifically in hard to treat cases. So if you've got some cancer that won't go away, he can in some cases get those things to go into remission. You can see, read the medical disclaimer there on HoldenHealthcare.com, as well as Reopen.nz, our other sponsor, a director of anti-mandate pro-choice all-inclusive businesses in New Zealand. Go to Reopen.nz and add your freedom business today. And of course, those of you who want to think about locating businesses who that are freedom oriented in your area, whatever the services that you need are, there are many, many, many businesses on that database there, so you can just Google their names and find their contact details. And additionally, we're working on the documentary, last but not least, River of Lies, the New Zealand Scamdemic, talking about huge international involvement in the New Zealand Scamdemic with a massive international team that is actually being brought to the fore on this one, including James Corbett, G. Edward Griffin, Dr. Rima Labo, Dr. Rashid Bhattar, Gareth Ike, Dr. Guy Hatchard, and Senator Malcolm Roberts from Australia, and many, many others that you can see on there, including myself. So please go to riveroflies.co.nz, or .nz for those of you in the United States, and support the team and donate to them today. So, without, as they say in Israel, further ado, let's get to my very special guest, Robert Deutsch. How you doing, brother?
Hanging in there, man. Just trying to stay dry like everyone else.
Yeah. New Zealand knows a little bit about that after the recent storms we've had that knocked out power for many, and I believe in the Hawke's Bay now, they're even getting gangs standing people over for their food at some point. So this is terrible freaking stuff that we've been through. How come you guys are needing to stay dry?
We've had a sogginess. The wet season here is well evident. We've had a late season snowstorm. We had 6 inches of snow over 2 days here where I'm at, and just now started melting. So yeah, that's why I'm trying to stay dry and it's cold. It's about 9 degrees today. Wow, heat wave. Really? It's been like minus three.
Wow. Okay, well, with that being said, would you please, Robert, please tell us a little bit about who you are and what it is you do.
Well, that's a vast topic. Really, I cover a lot of things that have to do with the cult and how we're being killed by, when you say, the corporations and this and that. No, when it comes to genocide, we are on your side. You know, I was thinking that earlier when you said that. I was like, you know, we laugh through this stuff, and I've been describing for years. I guess my latest thing of renown for New Zealand will be predicting the curveball of Gabriel 11 days in advance, telling exactly what was going to happen from the moment it was born, from its first chem bomb, and how it was guided along and everything. And four major earthquakes, predicted them as well in the exact locations based on electromagnetic frequency and the intersection of their beam paths. That's one of my latest. Yeah, I've done activism all over the world. Yeah, and just a little bit. And right now I'm tracking some bad storms in Australia. So you could go ahead and just ask away.
Well, you're talking about the prediction of storms based upon electromagnetic fields, yeah? Uh-huh.
Just like the EMF beams from big devices like you would call HARP. To be very specific one, like, for instance, the Blenheim Spy Station has some devices there, ESCAD radars, big domes, and it has a HARP field behind it over in the great fields. I know I've been there. I got chased out. I was trying to get pictures of the HARP facility. Yeah, when I was in that area, I wanted to see it. It specifically aimed and beamed it. I could take up a picture of it. I know I got it somewhere here. I've got a lot of stuff here. If I could show you documents where they even litigate the geoengineering program and how they planned it all up. I get one here is House testimonies from 2009 and 8, where it quotes lots of peers, you know, that seem to disappear when the problem happens. But they flooded you guys out on purpose. They tried not to warn you. That's the worst part, is I could give this warning so far in advance. I don't have no big degrees in this. But yet, the ones that question my credentials can't question my accuracy of how I do my determinants. It's impossible.
How exactly do you determine these things? I mean, you're talking about magnetic...
Well, for instance, like now...
What exactly is that?
I'll share my screen with you briefly here.
Okay.
Right, I'm looking at here is... see if I can get it to come on. You have to probably get permission. I'm looking at a radar screen here showing electromagnetic frequency pulses from NEXRAD actually creating corridors of heated outflows that storms find to have more resistance, so they go to the least resistant path. And so I've been actually watching them guide storms over Brisbane and down over areas south of the northern rivers toward Coffs Harbour and stuff, particularly now. This was a forecast I'll give later. I'm trying to share my screen.
Yeah, it is sharing. Yeah.
Oh, you seeing it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so all I see is this. Right, so I can go here, right? So I get these storms here. This is a 12-hour loop, Australia. And they guided storms through a pass here and here. But these radars really kicked off last night. Right here. And it guided these storms. That one couldn't go past that way. It couldn't get past this line. That can. It's almost like a bumper pull. You know, it's going to go through very predictable corridors, and the radars will kick in. This one's taking it's about 30-minute jumps. I call that the nipple ripple. It's like a big aerial-looking bumps, but these they call them glitches. But they actually make clouds, and I show it all the time how they actually generate clouds. These big beams. And I can go to another site, which it's, here, I'll turn screen off a minute because it's going to flash lights when I do this. It shows the big ones. So here, I'm going to pass you a couple documents over to you. This one's a geoengineering document with, it should basically tells you on page 13, save us some time. The delivery vehicles for the aerosols that they're doing, not just sulfur dioxide, which is a bad thing, is aircraft, artillery shells, stratospheric balloons as hoses suspended from towers. And each one of these will have a little number on it. I can go bigger on that for you. Right? See that right there? And they'll have these numbers. So I go down to the bottom here, and I can look up all these footnotes. This one's one of the most interesting. is something a House Committee on Science and Technology did back in February 4th of 2010. I have that pulled up here. But on that one there on page 7, what I find interesting is an important issue to note is that there will be substantial difficulties in evaluating this strategy without full deployment. So in other words, they won't know until they do it. And obviously, we see them doing it every day. I want to unshare the screen a minute, and I'll load some other stuff up. How do you do that? Oh, with this little X? No. Oh, yeah, stop sharing. Hey, I'm learning the new buttons. Hooray, where are we now? I'll find you back here. I want to load another one up for you that shows the big beams, and I can show you New Zealand. So go ahead, fire away any kind of questions you got.
Oh, well, it's not really that kind of show, because we like to talk about like where you actually came from, how you actually got into doing this, you know, your backgrounds, your motivations, because at the end of the day, there's always going to be one person listening for whom they'll really resonate, and they might stop doing their job right now and start doing the real work, you know, the way it's meant to be done, whatever their particular destiny is.
That is important to motivate people to help defeat the Paris Agreement that wants to spray us with this and so many other things that it will ruin on the world. Acid rain defoliates. Let's just go straight to that. And they say straight up they want to spray sulfuric acid precursors in the atmosphere or the acid itself. And we're picking up pH levels that are high in the rains itself. So where I come from is... Wow, this is a hard one to answer. I've been very scientific my whole life. I just didn't have the money for the major universities, but I got all the grades to go. I went back to uni when I was about 30. I took automotive technologies, and all they had was a diploma program at the time. But now it's a bachelor of science, and I'm only two classes shy to have that. So next time I go to North Carolina, I'll finish it, because they didn't have it at the time. But I study atmospheric science. I study electric universe. And I mean study doesn't mean read a Google article. You got to go in and read those peer things that are at those numbers, all of them. And I go through these documents. That one document is the smoking gun. It's got everything you need on it. And you'll see the same names come up all the time. The Melinda Gates Foundation, the Couch Group, and Harvard University. Harvard University keeps coming up in all these programs. And the same people seem to be involved in the vaccine issue as well, funding the Wuhan labs and all these nefariousness that are killing us, the whole genocide of it all. The specific date I started traveling the world to talk to people about geoengineering, which I've been fighting a long time, was on the 24th of October 2016. I seen a method that looked like of geoengineering deployment that looked like Operation Popeye over the... They would use as a defoliant. Sometimes they would spray Agent Orange, and did look just like it. And then I said to people, this is a toxic air alert. I just bit my tongue and just, I'm going to do this. And I told everybody and said that, and I actually predicted death. And 7 days later, people were dying. They started calling it thunderstorm asthma. Like suddenly dust don't come out of the air when it rains, right? Suddenly now it makes you sick. I used to ride in the rain my whole life. I wouldn't get sneezing over that. Right, so that I sold everything I had. I've been just sitting doing videos, pointing out, screaming and hollering about single chemtrails, and then just started traveling the world. I've never had a home since. Even now, I'm moving around again, very minimal. So I even went to New Zealand. I gave a talk in Richmond Nelson about this topic. I wanted to actually prove the Kaikoura quake was man-made with the help of the people in the audience. And I believe we did. And tied into Christchurch by showing devices, technology, asking questions that only the locals could answer. Right? I'd like to think it wasn't. So let me ask the kind of questions that lead that way, but I couldn't make any other conclusion, even like agendas. Like I'd ask out of the blue, do they want a deep water port here or something? Is this the only reason? And they said, yeah, they tried. Follow the money. Collapse the road. Now you have to have a port to supply it. And it was 3 months later when I was there, I still couldn't get there. I got to the Cliffs of Seddon. God, what a sight. They had a five-pointer when I was standing there taking pictures. See my grin? Yeah, mate, what a journey, huh?
Yeah. I mean, it...
Campheim suck, man.
Why was it so important to you?
Because they're being killed. I have no vested interest. I got a grandson in this world's got to breathe this year. All these animals out here are getting killed. What's the slow kill? Don't do it. Great. I just feel it's a duty to the world. You have to do things that are, when things are wrong. How could I sit here and watch you guys being killed? Your hamburger sipping on a tea. That ain't it. Yeah, you don't change nothing in this world without getting off your ass. You know? And great personal sacrifice is sometimes required for the big all.
I think so as well. I mean, my last month of work, I think I got like nearly 20 grand. And I was like 23. And I took that money and I bought a camera and a tripod and an iMac. And I just started going to protests and public meetings and recording what was going on and interviewing all of those people. And it became the way of life. That's the thing. You don't really have much of a choice. It's like, do I want to get exterminated and enslaved? No. No, I don't. What kind of little thing that can I do, just me, about it? Right? This is some of the kind of motivation, isn't it?
Yeah, it's, you know, I ain't gonna die on my freaking knees licking the boot. It's been stuck up my ass. I'm gonna die fighting. I'm gonna die standing and advancing. There's no other way to go. I wasn't raised to be a coward.
Why did you think that people don't come out?
Peer pressure. That's the main thing I see. Your friends will go, ugh, right? Oh, you're thinking that. Oh, you're a conspiracy. Oh, you can't do nothing about it. And it gets sold the whole I can't that can't instead of the I can I will. And to me, that's a sadness, but I think can't never did anything and did it all.
It's a, there's a tantamount to lots of inaction going on around the place, and I don't know. I don't want to like rubbish people who use social media. I mean, I use social media very little by comparison to some people, but yeah, I think that for a certain extent, scrolling down the page and giving a like and a thumbs up or something of that nature seems to be people's contribution. Like this is how we've contributed. And not to say that, you know, listening to shows like ours and leaving those likes and sending all of that love and whatnot is not contributing. The question is, are you contributing meaningfully in some way, right? I think it's meaning that in people's lives that is being lost here. And that's why they put up with genocide, because who would want a life that has no meaning?
That, a lot of times it's that fence, isn't it, or NIMBYism. It's not my backyard getting killed, you know, but uh-oh, they're getting closer now, your sweat starts popping out. At the time right now, people should be sweating like Waldo in Hot for Teacher video. Yeah, just streaming. Bunch of Waldo. Down, Waldo. But at the end of the day, liking is encouraging to some. It doesn't give me an endorphin release. It don't. Matter of fact, I'm so upset usually after having to report on what I did or do usually. And I don't even want to talk to people for a few minutes. It's hard. It's almost like you have to live the pain in advance of what you see coming. I seen that flood coming. I seen it coming well in advance. And I seen so many of them this year, including Lismore. I called both of those in advance, well in advance too. Some of the paid weather services said I jumped the gun. I'm like, what, did you know about it and not say anything? How can I jump the gun? I don't get paid to do this. Ooh. Yeah, it was Higgins, the weather service, said that. And then they trished me. Why? Because I do it for free. Kohat. I work on Kohat. Mm-hmm. Oh, got commercial.
Indeedy duty. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments here at VinnieEastwood.com. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting. Ooh. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the show that's all about keeping your lofofa aloft. The Vinnie Eastwood Show. And my very special guest, Robert Deutsch. Are you back in there making something?
I was just coffeetizing myself. My coffee had become decaffeinated and needed caffeination.
Oh, don't talk to me about
like my
coffee. I had to do talk radio with coffee every day. I'd be doing 2 hours of two cups of coffee on me, and then I got adrenal fatigue, and I haven't had a coffee like really in 4 months, like kind of thing. It's so much harder.
It's joy juice. Yeah, keeps me sharp, sarcastic.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sarcastic. Love that commercial.
What commercial is this?
It was, I don't know, it's something about some beef hooks and something for your hoof to make them clean and shiny. I was thinking of cankles down at the mall, you know. Oh, you say it's some of what I've done. I would say the only example I could really show you that summarizes my work, I'm going to have to stand up and turn the camera around. So I'm going to do that. You get to judge my pants. This is a banner I've taken all over the world. I don't know if it's showing up all right. And it says, "We do not consent to geoengineering," and to ban it. It's signed by people all over the world. All over the world. You know, love my planet. You know, oneness. Everybody has signed this. Where I've gone, protests I've been at. All over the world. Including on New Zealand. It was on the table there. Some of you guys might see your name. So it's one of the things I have done. That's, to me, is the only kind of petition I could think to give the United Nations, since the United Nations seems to be united against all of us. That's the only true petition I see in existence. Because a digital one counts as one. It's not, unless you print every one of those out, it's one signature. That's not enough. You have to do something physical. And people, strangers in public, sign it. Only if they don't consent. And I'll ask them, do you consent or not? You don't sign that if you consent. Right, you don't sign it as an adornment. That means a lot to me. It shows me people care. They actually have done something. You know, we got to give a fuck visibly.
Oh, we also can't give an F audibly because we're still on FCC regulated radio, so we'll have to watch those F bombs. While we're talking about the chemtrail bombs,
for you.
I know, but I remember I used to be off of FCC regulated radio, and it was great. You could swear and curse to your heart's content, and then you get those comments, you know, like, "Look, Vinny, I can handle the fact that the world's run by child trafficking Satanists that murder children and cut them all down into pieces. Okay, I can handle all that, but do you have to swear? Do you have to swear? Like, it makes you sound stupid."
It's the King's English. He said this word now. The King has said this. It's the King's English now. That particular word is now. And I'm waiting for him to say the C word. I can run with the rest of my only problems I have. So I'll do better. Keep it clean for you.
Yeah. Oh, it's funny.
Also known for this saying here. Boom, boom, boom. Go the plums. Another thing I'm known about. And to say that chem bombs suck. Yes, with all the onomatopoeia of the booming, you know, going in and bzzzt. My little additions to the language. We don't have those for sale. It was a gift.
Well, I've had on, I forget who it was, we talked about the 10 different methods of geoengineering. I mean, many people have seen the planes around and things like that, but they've also got rockets that can do it, and drones and all sorts of other high technology, and HAARP up there to manipulate the weather and so on and so forth. So the whole idea of engineering the planet. Now, every time that somebody builds a town or a city on a floodplain, that town or city gets flooded on occasion, right? And when you've got the entire world's air supply and weather systems being manipulated and being shaped, there's going to be consequence to that, just like there's consequence to somebody building on a floodplain. And what we're talking about here is basically a global reshift. So when they're going on about climate catastrophe, climate disaster, or climate emergency. I mean, they've they've gone on from climate change now. It's they don't talk about climate change anymore. They now talk about the climate emergency. And then they'll talk about the climate disaster. It's kind of like Al-Qaeda became ISIS, becomes is, you know, terrorism. It just is. They just sort of...
It is, yeah.
I mean, what is. This, yeah, anyway, we have so many marketing techniques that are actually available to woo the public mind into thinking that these things that are very obviously caused by a global conspiracy, if you just look at the evidence, they're actually just some new phenomenon that we didn't foresee. You know, this is amazing, it's got some new name or whatever, and it's just like, no, this is marketing, mate. This is not news. And when it comes to geoengineering, I remember one person I was just saying about chemtrails, and they're like, oh, you can't call them chemtrails. And I go, really? Well, what do you call a trail of chemicals? We'll be right back after this short break, ladies and gentlemen, on the FinnyEastwoodShow.com. One moment, please. You... Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. My very special guest, Robert Deutsch, is with me. And thank you very much for doing so, brother. So, yeah, saving humanity, bro. Give us your lowdown. Do you think actually humanity is going anywhere good at the moment, or are things just going to get worse in the meantime? You know, give us your forecast, as it were.
I think humanity is a bad word. It needs an E on the end. Become humanity. As the lack of humaneness I see from humans is a bad thing. Homo sapiens are doing some madnesses as a whole. The direction we're headed in is a fear porn world full of Pippi Longstockings swearing to God their child who was ruined what they just got off a yacht, cutting school, sitting in front of a cash machine. That was a great way to get rid of hooky. They didn't have that when I was coming up, you know. I could have cut school to it for the environment. Yeah, just the whole psyop. Didn't that girl say we was all going to die in a certain number of months? Boy, did she cause kids a lot of grief and stuff, and it hasn't happened. And she's actually at university now, and it still hasn't happened.
Yeah, I mean, how dare she?
Owned yet? How dare she? I thought she is ruining my adulthood. And she's insulting the intelligence quota of the world. Actually, she's proven it's a Barnum world, isn't it? It's all been Kubricked, and there's a sucker born every millisecond on the internet. I saw it on Telegram. It has to be true. It's happening.
Well, I was thinking about, like, gullibility, right? There's something to be said for cynicism. Now, I didn't understand this at first, but cynicism is actually a type of philosophy. Did you know that? Right?
Absolutely.
To question whether or not something is absolutely real before you start believing it. That's called cynicism, and it's gotten a really bad rap, bro. Don't you think?
Yeah, I'm too negative for pointing out that blue actually looks this color and not the color of a poo, right?
Uh-huh.
I know, I was beat for being honest, for being dishonest by my dad. Now I'm beat for being honest by the system. I'm very confused as I enter into my cantankerous years from my adult delinquency that I chose never to become one.
Well, I think it was becoming a curmudgeon, right?
A curmudgeon.
Right, as you get older, you get grumpier and you're less inclined to put up with people's crap, basically. And you become curmudgeonly. And I was concerned, you know, because I'm 38 years old, and I was thinking to myself, man, am I becoming a curmudgeon at 38 years old? And I called up my friend Jonathan Eisen from Uncensored Magazine, New Zealand Journal of Natural Medicine. He edits co with his wife. And I asked him about this, and he goes, hey, no, there's a lot of people who've contributed a lot of great to humanity who are very curmudgeonly. Mark Twain, for example.
Yeah. I've lost signal. Here we go.
Right here.
Well, yeah, Mark Twain. Well, the best comedians are cynics, ain't they? George Carlin. Oh, my. What a curmudgeoner. Right? Yeah. We notice things. And we got to laugh about it, because if we don't, we'll cry or we'll do illegal things.
Yeah. Or in my case, I did do an illegal thing. I protested during lockdown, but never mind. I'm a criminal.
So am I. I was working all right. It was in three different countries. During various lockdowns, I was locked down in three different countries. A little claim to fame for you there.
Oh, wow. I have been. Which countries?
I spent years at Turkey, England, and Holland. Mm-hmm. Amsterdam.
I mean, who gets locked out of Amsterdam, like, really?
I couldn't get back into Turkey because I'd overstayed my visa because of COVID. I was never able to go back. Lost my whole life, all my stuff.
It's oh, terrible. Man, really?
It made me homeless and barely recovered from all that still. You know, I'm thinking to go back around the world again. Fuck it. Hey, one more time, I'll tell people we're being killed and prove it. If they don't want to listen, I don't care. At least I told you. I could live with myself. I told you. Right? I tell you there's no bridge down that road. And you go off that bridge. I'm going to eat popcorn while you do it. Go yee-haw for you. Right? Hit the button on the Trans Am. Let's watch you go. Yee-haw. God, what a world of complacency. Now, you'd rather go along with the status quo waiting for a Jazeera handout rather than fighting the fact that you just gave... You want that, but you want cash. Which way you want this? I got to say, the Q community is the biggest bunch of doopity-doop juice I ever seen in a Wonka world. The Loompas are working in the chocolate factory for free and thinking Willy Wonka's a good guy. Yeah, he takes a little bucket up in the elevator. The rest of the children went to squeezing rooms and variousnesses where they don't come home right. You sound like a palace party almost.
I really got out on my I didn't get upset about it, I think, but I was like, okay, you guys think that Q's gonna save you, Trump's gonna save you, the white hats are gonna save you, okay. What are you doing? Oh, well, they just told us to eat popcorn and watch the next video. Okay. And you don't see that as some kind of tremendously effective psyop at disarming people and preventing their interaction and their waking up or something of that nature. I mean, I'm sure that there's plenty of people who believe in this stuff that do lots for humanity to wake people up. But I'm just kind of like, is it a new religion or something like that? Is it a savior complex that people have got out there?
I think people saw it, what was coming for a long time. And as it happened, they had to have that hopium. They couldn't not realize that them sitting on their ass wasn't good enough. And it might come down to fisticuffs for self-defense at some point, so to speak there. I have to throw that fisticuffs is allowed. You know, the punch in the nose of the system. Hey, it's a shame what they could lock me up for. You know, speaking out against lockdown, they could have took me into jail for that because I was broadcasting. Filming in front of the COVID station was definitely against the law and calling them all a bunch of traitors. Yeah, he was bad. Well, they was doing it. I had no choice but to run my mouth. Right? Hey, that's their opinion. Here's mine. Asymptomatic means you ain't got nothing wrong with you. It's hypochondritis is saying asymptomatic means you're sick. You're a hypochondriac. Full of dupe juice. You got duped by the Fauci peoples and all that. That whole just at the agenda barons, if you will. With all the variousnesses that they want to funnel the money into their side pocket of the pool table. Everybody's leading the table so many ways. It's a praise. The pinball machine ain't tilted everywhere. We're all tilted, man. Tilted world.
I was just kind of like thinking that as an image in my head. The world is like a tilted pinball table.
Somebody else has got the buttons. Multi-ball. Wow. Murder hornets one way. Balloons. The balloons are actually Scopex balloons. And for the geoengineers. I showed them on a video the other night. Do these look like those things floating over America? And I showed them. Come on. It's a balloon. What? They all float up there, too. They all float. Pennywise is in the sky.
I think about that as well, because whenever there's a lot of speculation and a lot of, what was it, or something like that, it's usually something very obvious that's to do with the conspiracy that they don't want anybody to know about.
Yeah, but the speculum isn't always looking at the most pleasant things, is it? Is speculating what's going on here, you just want to take your glasses off. The sky is a crime scene. I dare walk by where the news is on. It's vomitation here in just, it's just assault. You want war? You want some war with that? Have some blue and yellow. Have some blue and yellow. You can see it in the background of films going all the way back into the 90s. I've been checking. Yeah. Young Sheldon. It's all in that one. Take the unnecessarily show in the blue and the yellow next to a red that's not favorable.
What does that mean? Sorry.
Villainizing the Chinese and Russian flags while you're upholding the Ukraine PSYOP. They've been built in for this war a long time that the Democrat side is very keen on having over in the Ukraine. So you watch how they'll push colors on you to make you, in the backgrounds of movies, and even little lines here and there that are very inappropriate for an era. Or the Rattle and Hum album cover, then Bono in the Edge standing there in that tunnel with the red lights on during the Ukraine thing, playing his song. I was like, that's just like the album cover. They set that up. You know what is the funniest thing? I've never seen any smoke. I look at Worldview. On the days of all these supposed battles, the seven cities being burned, Cuba saying everything was happening, there's not one puff of smoke over on each city. And I mean, I could show you war zones. I could show you buildings burning like 9/11, how they leave big plumes of smoke. There's none. And I've got a video up that says, where's the smoke? It's on my YouTube channel. And I do this often. Anytime they say there's an attack, I go look, go, where's the smoke? All I see is smoke and mirrors. So there's no war in war. And whatever Sean Penn film for his war movie is going to be played after a while. And some very gory special effects was in that.
Because a lot of people have been talking about this Ukraine invasion and stuff. I think it was, what was it? Ozzie Cossack had me on his show, and they're doing like no war, no NATO protests. What do you think about that?
It's just politics in military industrial complex. It's the agenda barons again. Make you fear nuclear stuff so that the nuclear bomb industry, which was going to get mothballed because we know it's unnecessary, that type strategy, still wants their money. Wouldn't it be better to just pay them off and not do it? Or off the idea of having it? Or that somebody could do this to us? Control propaganda on the news based on laws that changed in 9/11 and the Patriot Act and defense authorizations and stuff that allowed legalized propaganda. Through the Month Act, twisting it over. When Obama signed in legal propaganda, anything on your news can legally be fictitious and portrayed as real. Because your home is considered, the soil is considered a war zone because of terrorism, so they use those laws to twist some facts. So that's actually propaganda's legal on the news. I don't watch it. I'd rather watch championship wrestling. And he cuts himself. Right? They're cutting us instead. Or you got us cutting each other. But they're laughing. They're pitting brothers against each other, big circle of them, until we hit each other. And it's a sadness that's going on for too long. And the geoengineering today is absolutely criminal. Just watching what they pumped over New Zealand on North Island today.
Today?
Today, right now. Right now. You were being exterminated. Right now. Fumigated. Aerial bombs that look like they look like firework deployment, and it makes sense that to get the barium, aluminums, and strontiums in the air, barium and strontium especially, for propagating EMF waveforms better from the big devices. Showed up real well in the aurora at the head over Scotland a couple weeks back. You can see the different chemicals. We're picking up sulfurs and lithiums. Yeah, a lot of barium. Up in the sky, based on the colors of the plasma itself. When it excited, it glows a certain color, and you can, it's as good as a burn test. It's the only way you can really determine it without a mass spectrometer or something. Mm. It's stuff I don't have. But we can check litmus paper to check if it's pH quality. Is it acid rain or not? And I've been asking people to do those strips you check your pee with, what your pH is. I've been asking people to do this simply. Clip one on a clothesline. Let it sit overnight, the mist from the air, what you're reading. Not the ones that have different chemicals and stuff, because it's hard to determine the little colors. Just basic pH. What's the number? Show it next to the thing. And I've been asking people all over the world to do this, and we've been picking up the high levels of acid in the rain. 7s and 8s. It's way too high. Anything over a 6, it fries in them. They can't even hatch eggs in a pond. And it's just the lower food chain is having problems when we get into too highs of acids. And that document I showed you clearly showed they want to put sulfuric uric acid and its precursors in the sky. And those other documents, as you dive into them, they even mention direct insertion of sulfuric acid and titanium dioxide or titanium oxide, the one oxygen bonded to it. Hey, it's not something I want to be breathing either. You know, it's not in the sky normally, like a gas. It shouldn't have particulates of ours going in it. And so that's a very big concern. And all this is on these documents. I go over them quite regularly.
We're talking about this nanotech in the geoengineering sprays. Have you heard about that? Morgellons disease.
That's, you know, want me to show it to you? Yeah, I got it bad. My feet are ripped with it right now. I'm having trouble getting it out. We find great promise with certain natural oils I won't really go into yet for dissolving the polymer on the outside of them. But Morgellons is quite real. But you won't swish wine in your mouth and see it. It makes a long strand protein. You'll actually have to pick a lesion and look at it under a microscope, and you'll see if you have it. I haven't found anybody who didn't pick up on it in the urine. The fibers, the little dots of what people call black goo, insect larvae, real small, we picked up in people. And my test was done 3 times at a Carlene Fuchs at a talk in, I believe it was Starseed Center in Byron. As she pickled something off of my leg, put it under a microscope, and you know, sterile tweezers, everything. I said, do it again. Do it again. I never felt so dirty, my friend. It was everything I'd ever seen in a film on it was right there on my own body. Yeah, I didn't put it there. Morgellons, last name, Sue Fent, got it declared a center link disability. Took her over a year to do it. So Morgellons is now classed as a disability in Australia and Centrelink. Yeah, but she had to go through quite provens to get that done.
Yeah, we've had a lot of people in New Zealand be told that it's all in their head, that they're making it up, when you can see the lesions, mm-hmm. you can see the things growing out of them. And it drives them like completely batty, I think, because when something is obviously there and obviously happening to you and people keep telling you, no, it's not, even though it's right there, that's got to mess with your head.
It does. The first time I had some, you might can see the end of my fingers a bit flat. I seen something in my finger and I started to try to get it out and it dove in. I went, what? I went to the hospital, so there's some kind of creature crawled in my finger. They tried to convince me I was nuts, so I finally went, oh, okay, whatever you say. And I went home and curved it out. That was in 1997. And supposedly, my research came up with two places in the United States in early 1995 and 96. They sprayed some shit, pardon my language, over Jordan Lake in some areas of Northern California. Yeah, at the same time. And that's where I was taking my son fishing. And it's a lot related to limes. And there's a big correlation between the Morgellons and the limes. And as you link those two, you'll start linking some fibromyalgias and other things that have been classified, things that have to do with neurons and pain and spasms. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times the natural lime treatments will help you greatly. Oregano oil is fantastic to get in your system for dissolving the polymers. It is. It absolutely does help, but right now I'm having difficulties.
Yeah. Oh, hold on 1 second, guys. We're going to break again, so we'll be right back after this.
Yeah. Don't you have to go toilet?
Oh, I feel for a sweet. Yeah. Oh, Freddy won't make it. No.
Here at...
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. The show that's all about the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. The real Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Now, my first special guest is Robert Deutsch. Welcome back, brother.
The Beverly Chillbillies. Be chilling.
We're just chilling, man. And what were we talking about just before we go on the break is...
I don't know.
Nanotech particles. Getting into the skin, replicating themselves. You know how nanotech can replicate itself, you know, that kind of thing. And this is what I think. You know, I could be wrong. Don't really have all the evidence to go in my case. But if you wanted to create a society that's basically made out of androids that could take instruction via radio, you would spray nanotech particles over the entire population. That stuff would build in and it would replicate itself alongside their nervous system. And then at one point, you could just flip a switch and everybody's a little zombie fine. But some people aren't actually taking the nanotech too well, and this is what we call Morgellons disease, the people who it doesn't work perfectly with. Like, what if we all had dual nervous systems right now and we didn't even know?
I think what if is a big possibility. It was estimated over 20% of our body has been taken over by an AI neural network, or artificial intelligence, or whatever you want to call this new thing that was released into our bodies. Whatever nefariousness is, it does have its own nerve system, and we could disrupt it with oils and other things. And yeah, if you're getting outbreaks, your body's rejecting. It's coming out of your system. Your terrain makes it have to go out rather than in. And if you spray a bunch of graphene on people in the sky, it settles on them, right? Could be carbon nanotubes, whatever you want to call them. You know, come from diesels even. You can be a good antenna walking around. And with these modems that could directly target you, and 5G's at pinpoint accuracy of the millimeter waveform, at voice-to-skull technology and dream to skull, as we start to get into the targeting end of frequency and how things can be used. And that whole scenario, that movie Cell, comes to mind.
And we're the guy having his innards kind of like coiled around out of him. It's a pretty horrific movie, that, actually.
The guy with the antenna running around. Okay.
I mean, it's sort of like the whole idea of being a cyborg is that you can't live without a piece of technology. And what do most people do as soon as they wake up? They grab their phone. And this is kind of like how technology has got sort of begun. I mean, I do use my phone, I do, but I'm like kind of, I really don't like to. And I don't know, it's just something about it is just kind of irking me about having something in my hand rather than a traditional kind of computer setup type thing.
You see that picture of the Queen of England was working by down a patio. Everybody's filming her, except one lady. She's absorbing life. She's creating a memory that her water's going to remember. Other people are thinking, is my focus right? Is my hand clear? Rather than just living a moment.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You got to live in the moment. Robert Deutsch has been my very special guest. You can look him up on the internet. And thank you so much for dropping by, brother. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for donating, supporting the show, and being all good in the chat rooms, guys. Love you so much. Thank you very much, Tanya and Damian and Anne and DK and all the other people and my mods. Thank you, guys. Thank you to all my donors. Thank you to all my sponsors. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next time on the Vinnie Eastwood Show. .com.
It was interesting.